19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. In his inaugural address, Governor Ferguson said he hoped to work with Republicans to adopt reasonable limits on the governor's emergency powers. This is something you've been passionate about for some time, isn't it?
Everybody should be passionate about the balance of powers, especially when it comes to all forms of your government, all the way up to the governor. I was pleasantly surprised and cautiously optimistic about the offering by the incoming Governor Ferguson. We wasted no time on introducing a bill. Senator Keith Wagoner is the prime, and I'm proud to say I'm the number two co-sponsor on this very important bill. In government, there needs to be fairness, transparency, but there must be a system that includes all checks and balances. I've been privileged to be the ranking member of state government elections here in the Senate, and we have tried numerous times in the previous governor's term to reform such powers, open up dialogue and discussion to include the legislature in such emergency powers. I'm referring to the COVID years, the years of mandates. It's time that we create a much more balanced system. We heard from thousands and thousands of people during those times to say, why is it just one person that gets such important control over all of us? Finally, we have the opportunity to get this into committee and hopefully onto the floor of the Senate and onward to the House and to the new governor that seems to be very supportive and open to such important reforms.
19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis.